Get set. Go.
Zachary Vikstrom stands in the last of three lanes, pulls a coil of rope over a railing, and recoils it on the other side. Once the rope is in a loop on the parking lot ground, Vikstrom runs to a table where he knots four strands of rope.
It looks like it's going to be a Garrick van.
Sheet van.
A sheet van. That must be triple sheet van, three times through.
Next comes the hook throw, or in this case, a sandbag throw, the much safer hook alternative. Vikstrom throws the sandbag and knocks over a target at the end of the lane, then runs back to the beginning of the lane where he ties a buoy around the railing. Now the only obstacle between him and winning is struggling into a survival suit. He zips the suit and grapples for the face flap.
Where's the flap? This side?
Oh, it's in the wheel.
Vikstrom ties with the contestant in row number one at 2 minutes and 46 seconds. I catch him right afterwards, still breathless from the competition. Vikstrom says he was born and raised in Kodiak, and his family's in the fishing industry.
Since I was 6 years old, I've been around the boats.
He says the clove hitch and bowline are two of the knots he uses most frequently.
Well, the bowline you can tie around a loop or like a hole through a buoy. And then just the clove hitch is just basically tie stuff off to the rail. Like if you have a shot you want to tie off to the rail, you'll tie a clove hitch around the rail at the shot.
Vikstrom says he got back from crab fishing in January and is getting ready to go out and fish black cod. 15 people in total competed Saturday. The first place winner was Jay Klein with a time of 2 minutes and 28 seconds, and he won a round-trip ticket to Anchorage. Jamin Price Hall came in second with 231 and received a $100 Sutliff True Value Hardware gift card, and J.D. Christensen was third with 240 and walked away with a free maritime class at Kodiak College. I'm Kayla Darosh.